So for instance, the vendor committee went around and individually checked every single vendor space outside to see what they were pulling for electrical, and they charged them accordingly. So we're the only fair that just kind of was like a $50 electrical charge and that's it. Well, you got some that are pulling 10 times what the others are. So they went around with the electrician and physically checked every single vendor and sent out invoices. Was it popular? No, it was not popular when they got these extra charges, but it was in the contract and they really followed through on that. Likewise, the camping committee tracked campers who came in early and stayed late this year. We've never done that before. If you came in early, you're only allowed Friday through the following Monday. It's 11 nights, which is very fair. Some came in Tuesday, Thursday, before the fair week. They went and tracked them, and they charged them, and it was in the camping contract, a $50 per night early, and it's fine. It's just, you know, if you want to come in early, there's great reasons why. My husband can't pull the camper, and he's gone, whatever, but you're going to pay for it, and those are things that the fair board worked overtime to go check, and so they sent those invoices out.